had to be there, Tyler. Everyone was so surprised about it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Who even goes to pick a fight like that?
Well, I guess them.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler. Isn't that your boyfriend walking towards us?
Oh, it is him. Hey, beautiful. Whoa, babe. Are you drunk? How much have you drank so far?
Tyler, I don't think he should stay here. He needs to get home. He's surrounded by hundreds of also drunk teenagers. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but if he wanders around like that, someone is going to take advantage of him. I mean, look, he can barely walk as it is.
You're right. As much as I don't like to admit it, the people at our school are more than likely to take advantage of people drunk, especially at parties. And I can't put my little boy at risk like that.
Well, did you come here with your car, or did someone take you?
We came with Garrett and his boyfriend tonight.
No. Luca didn't come along.
He traveled back to see his grandparents for the holidays. So, no Mr. Popular Boy here, unfortunately. He's not really a party person, anyways.
Nah, well, you should call Garrett then and ask him to take him home.
Right. Let me just... what? He didn't answer.
Oh, shit. Do you know where he is?
I don't. We split it up once we got here, and I haven't seen him at all ever since. And I don't even think I can find him with this many people here, while looking out for my boyfriend as well.
Well, if it's that urgent, then I can take him home.
Really? Would you?
Yeah, it's no problem, dude. I want to make sure he's safe and sound, too. You coming along?
Yeah. His parents are out for the night, so I need to be there to help him sober up and to take care of him. Thank you so much for helping us, Ethan.
Ew. Stop with the sappiness. Jeez. All right, you go on ahead and take him out of my car. I'll explain the situation to everyone else on why we need to leave. Well, why you two need to leave.
Got it. Alright, baby. Let's get you up and moving.
Alright, guys. Sorry to hear this, but Tyler
needs to go. Easy does it. Come on. Mind.
Yeah, I figured. He looked completely hammered when he walked up to us. At least he's safe now, right?
Yep. That's a relief. And again, thank you for taking us back to his house. I really owe you one, Ethan.
No worries. I'll definitely remember that for next time. Well, I need to head back inside. I think Adam's causing a commotion in there, and it's gathering attention.
Ooh, saving your boyfriend again.
Shut up, okay? He's not my boyfriend.
Well, he would be if you would just grow a pair and ask him out.
That... I'm not replying to that. Now I need to head back inside. Make sure he gets plenty of water and rest, okay?
Yeah, I got it. Hope you enjoy the party.
Thanks, Tyler. Signing off.
All right, baby. Let's get you all tucked in. We're not at the party, baby boy. We're at your house. Somebody decided to have a little bit too much fun, and now I had to take you home. Well, Ethan took you home, but still. we're not going back. You can't even talk coherently. So, be a good boy and stay still while I tuck you in. I forgot how much of a brat you are when you're drunk. Fine. Since you don't want to stay still, then how about you just stay here while I grab something for you, okay? Good boy. Some warm water and some ibuprofen. The warm water should help your body flush out the alcohol, and the ibuprofen should help with your headache the following morning. So, open up. Come on, baby boy. Just take this for me. Please. There we go. Slowly now, slowly now. There, good boy. Now, let me just put this down. Now, I need you to get some rest, my little prince. So, why don't you go ahead and lay down for me? Even when you're drunk, you're still so energetic. Fine. What's it gonna take for you to finally lay down? Oh, you want me to lay down with you? Of course, my little prince. Come here. Here, scoot over a bit. Now I'll just pull the blankets over us. You're so tiny, little one. Your head just fits right below my neck. Now, babe, why don't you tell me where you were at the party? Why? Because you were drunk out of your mind. I need to know now. Oh no, you don't, you little brat. You're staying right here with me. You thought you could just escape me so easily? I don't think so, sweetheart. Now, be a good boy and tell me where you were at the party. You were wandering around and somebody decided to give you a drink? And you just took it? Babe, I know this is your first party, but you can't just go around taking any drink now. Yet again, I was the one that brought you to the party, so I guess it's also my responsibility for looking out for you. I'm sorry. I should have taken better care of you. How are you feeling now? Fuzzy? Cute. You should have seen yourself when you were walking up to me. You looked like some kind of dazed zombie or something like that. Oh, shut it. It was cute to me, okay? How was your first experience at your first party? What's fun? No, no, baby. Tell me all about it. What was fun about it? You got to meet lots of new people. You got to dance. And you got to have fun. Well, I'm glad. But next time, I have to make sure to specially keep an eye over you. In case you were to take another drink from someone. No, no, you don't have to apologize, baby boy. You just need to be careful at these types of parties. High schoolers are unpredictable. And I have no doubt that somebody wouldn't try to take advantage of you if they saw you. Just the thought of somebody putting their hands on you makes me so mad. And I don't want that. Why? Well, because you're my loving, beautiful, shy, hoodie stealing boyfriend. You don't have to say a word. Just close your eyes and try to get some rest for me, please. What do you think you're doing, huh? What do you mean, make it up to me, baby boy? What's going on in that little head of yours? What? Babe, you don't have to worry about making it up to me or anything like that. My top priority is to make sure that you're safe and sound. So you don't have to think about repaying me or anything like that. You really want to. Are you sure this is what you want, sweet prince? If that's what you want, baby doll, then I'll be more than happy to oblige. We're not gonna go all the way. Alright, baby boy? You're still drunk out of your mind, and the last thing I wanna do is take advantage of you like that. Okay? Good boy. So, how is my little doll going to repay me back? Huh? Whoa! Someone's quite bold tonight. Is that just you, or is that the alcohol talking? Well, why don't we get started then? Why don't you come down here and give me a kiss? So flushed, baby boy. I'm not rushing you. We can take this as nice and slow, or as rough and quick as you want. It's all up to you, baby doll. You're the one on top of me. Oh. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to lay back and enjoy my Christmas present. My body is completely yours to use, baby boy. So, what are you gonna do? Fuck. So, I see you want to start there, huh? Yeah, baby. You're such a fucking tease. You're so cute. Well, take your time. Besides, we have all night for me to enjoy you. Yeah. Grind your hips like that, baby boy. Fuck. Come on, baby. Go down on me. There you go. God damn. Even you just looking up like me like this makes you look so goddamn sexy. Now. Show me what that mouth does, baby boy. Yeah, that's right. Let me help you. Get these goddamn pants off. What's wrong, little prince? Why do you look so surprised? Do you not like what you see? Well, it's all for you. And I made sure to go out of my way to get the biggest present for you this year. And fucking trust me, it's ready for you. Yeah? You're ready for it? Why don't you go ahead and open up your present and seeing what's inside. God. Yeah. And it's all for you. Go ahead, baby boy. Show me what you want to do with it. Mm-hmm. nice and slow. You don't have to rush with it. God, you're such a tease. You're such a fucking tease, you know that. Yeah, I bet you love this, don't you? Yeah, I like it. Up and down, baby. Get it all nice and wet for me. God, your mouth feels so good. Makes me feel so good, baby boy. I want you to look up at me, baby. Yeah, look into my fucking eyes while you lick my cock. You look so sexy. So sexy, yeah. The prettiest baby boy. The way you look, while you look at my cock up and down, makes me so crazy. Please, baby, please, baby. Please put my cock in your mouth. Need to feel you around me. Yeah, I want that, baby boy. God, please, you're gonna make me go feral. You're so warm. God, I'm sorry, baby boy. I need to thrust myself up at you, okay? Okay, I'm gonna put my hand behind your head. Gonna slowly thrust myself into you. Oh fuck. Let me know if I hurt you, baby boy. Okay. Let me know if it gets too much. Okay, sweet prince. All right. God. God. Your mouth is so fucking warm, so fucking hot around my mouth. Baby boy. If you keep sucking me like this, I'm not gonna last long. Don't fucking look at me like that. Oh God. Don't look at me like that. God, you're so sexy. God, you're so fucking sexy. Fuck, I'm so sorry. God, I can't fucking hold anymore. Fuck. God, baby boy, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna fucking shit inside you. Fuck. fuck, here, it comes. God, fuck. You did amazing, my sweet little prince. I'm so proud of you. How did you enjoy your Christmas present? You loved it? I'm so glad to hear it. Come on. I love you so much, baby boy. Merry Christmas to you too. Come on, get down from there. You did such a good job, baby boy. I'm so proud of you. Made me feel so good. Oh, shush it now. You did amazing. Now, come on. I'm feeling really sleepy after that, so. Let me just cuddle you. Okay?